So welcome back to this special Veterans Day, Memorial Day, or Veterans Day broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, from Minnesota Military Radio, and we're out at the Invergrove Heights Armory today, which is going to be the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program. In the first hour, we talked about the VA Medical Center. The second hour here, we have a special co-host guest is Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, welcome back to Radio Land and live on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Well, thank you, Tom. And special is kind of interesting because I think I'm a regular now. So
you're a frequent flyer on Minnesota Military Radio. And this morning we're sitting in for Andrew and Jack, the Up and Adam crew, and they're taking the day off and maybe sleeping in a little bit, or maybe they're listening to us. And
well, you know, I did listen to you on the way over here, and as I told you offline, is that I was so interested I drove past the exit, so I had to make a U-turn. So, but you know, really, the morning component with the nursing aspect of it is really a critical situation, and that's something that it's not just veteran centric, but it's our whole society is taking care of our seniors as they move on, and so we at the Veterans Home are developing programs to help that go. So it's a very, very timely, very great topic. And Tom, I just want to say, and I've said it many times, but thank you for all that you've done. I'm amazed at the number of listeners you have out there, because they will tell me that they heard me on the radio, but it was your radio show. So thank you for your service, and I want to say that to all the listening audience, especially on Veterans Day.
Thank you, sir. And for the regular listeners to Up and Adam in the Morning, Minnesota Military Radio is on Sunday mornings at 7 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We're online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com, and we're on the air because iHeartMedia, which owns Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, put us on the air about 5 years ago so that we could support the troops and their families and all the veterans in the state of Minnesota. And not only they put us on the air Sunday mornings, but they've allowed us to build a network of stations around the state of Minnesota. And as of this week, we're up to 25 other stations that carry the show, including a station that we just signed up in Cloquet, which is a 50,000-watt FM station owned by the Fond du Lac Lake Superior Band of Chippewa. So we're all over Minnesota, and of course, all of those podcasts are on the website. And happy to sit in for Andrew and Jack this morning. They'll be back with their normal news bag and some of their topics tomorrow morning, and rested up and ready to go. But Commissioner, we're out here at the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program at the Invergrove Heights Armory, and you're going to be involved in that a little bit later. But one of the things I wanted to do is introduce the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to some new listeners today. You're the commissioner over there, and as I understand it, your department is basically divided into two parts. You've got the veterans' homes all over the state, and then you've got programs and services.
Yes, I think it's kind of interesting, but on the number of personnel, we're the third largest agency in the state of Minnesota in headcount, employee headcount. And a lot of people don't know that. They just think that we're a quiet little agency that sits over in the corner. First of all, there's over 360,000 veterans in the state of Minnesota. And with that, they're in every county. And probably one of the frustrations I have in some ways, but it's the right way, they're very transparent. A lot of them are... They're in their communities, they came back home, they went to work, they built their family, they are active citizens, they're doing very, very well. So we're fortunate. But in programs and services, we exist to, we partner with the County Veteran Service Officers. They're not part of our agency, but we are, I think the old military term was connected at the hip.
And there's at least one County Veteran Service Officer in every county. They usually have an office somewhere near the courthouse.
That is correct. And their mission is to help the veteran, I call them pathfinders. They work with the veterans and their families, widows in some cases, to help them take a look at what the federal and state governments have made available to honor their spouse or themselves, their service to our country. So,
and what we recommend to all veterans is to get a copy of their discharge certificate, their DD-214, go make an appointment with their county veteran service officer, get registered with them. They might not need their help right now, but they might need it sometime in the future. And even if you can't find your discharge certificate, go see them. They'll help you find it.
Yes, and seriously, and don't delay either, because in fact, one of the things in my prior life when I was adjutant general, when the troops came back home from overseas, we had contingents, and you were part of that, would go out and meet them where they were coming back into country. And we would have the people from our state agencies literally sitting down with them and getting that out of their hands.
And get them registered, so in case they do need some services, in case something comes up that was related to their service overseas, such as the Gulf War veterans and all those oil wells that were burning and causing troubles, or Agent Orange back in our day, you're registered, your information is there, they can help you file a claim, and then you can go to the various veteran service organizations for some advocates to help you file process that claim. And we're going to have some of those veteran service organizations on later in the show. But back to what we're talking about, sir, programs and services. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is much more than just the homes.
Yes, well, the veterans in the state of Minnesota is a $2.3 billion industry. The biggest bulk of that goes to compensation and pension for veterans that are living in the community. And they're able to sustain, and they're not on any county's rolls and those types of things. A few years back, under Governor Pliny, around 2007, the veterans' homes was a separate board and operated separately. He brought them back under the Department of Veterans Affairs. So I have about 1,400 employees that are part of the homes component. We have five homes. The flagship, the biggest one, is in Minneapolis. We have what we call a domiciliary in Hastings, and then we have three other homes in Laverne, Fergus Falls, and Silver Bay. They're all federally certified, partnered with the VA system, and doing outstanding. We've just gone through a whole series of the downside of being connected at the hip with the federal government is you're constantly going through inspections, and we've been very, very fortunate to pass them, and I would say with excellent performance, flying colors in the old days.
We're speaking with Commissioner Larry Shalito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Andrew and Jack up in Adam. They'll be back tomorrow morning. This is Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, direct and live from the Invergrove Heights Armory, which is going to be the site later this morning of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program. Commissioner, programs and services, you were talking a little bit about the homes. We had on Ann Rostrader a few weeks ago on Minnesota Military Radio, and she was talking about one of only two Veterans Day centers in the country. And it's in the old soldier's home out there. And I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen pictures. It's beautiful. If you're a caregiver for a veteran and you need a day off, or you have to go to a doctor's appointment, or you need to go shopping or whatever it is, they can bring them out there. They've got nurses. They can bathe them. They can take care of them. They can watch them. And there's activities and events. And what a fantastic center. And I hope people learn about that and go out there and take advantage of it.
Two stories. One is I'd gotten a call from a spouse who, it was actually her biggest concern was just public transit. We partnered with the Metro Transit and so forth, but to take care of it. The spouse needs a day off too, you know, sometimes.
Yes, sir.
So especially when they get up there. So the taking there and just, it's a drop-off, pick-up type of scenario. So that was, it's just extremely well done, and there's a whole crew. But my favorite story was we had a contingent of Norwegian troops that were in Minnesota, part of the Guard Norwegian exchange. And they're part of their exchange. We gave them a tour, and we took them through the facility. And while we were there, one of the veterans said, well, my ancestry is from Norway. So they started talking and found out that where he was from in Norway, the soldier, and his family, the same town. And then all of a sudden, he starts speaking Norwegian to the Norwegian soldier.
And they were having a good time.
I mean, you couldn't have planned it. I mean, it was just surreal. So they're great. They're wonderful. They they enjoy getting out of the house. They enjoy being with their peers that to share and understand stories. And I tell you, Ann takes wonderful care of them. She just treats them like kings.
So if you want to learn more about the Veterans Day Center out at the Old Soldiers Home, go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, put that in the search engine, and you can hear a delightful interview with Ann. Commissioner, I've often heard you talk about the Commander's Task Force, which you have referred to as your board of directors.
Yes.
And it's the commanders of the nine federally chartered veteran service organizations, such as the VFW, American Legion, DAV, and so on. And we're going to have some of those gentlemen on with us this morning, and we can talk about how the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs interacts with your board of directors, the Commander's Task Force, and pushes a legislative agenda that they come up with. And every year we have a special show on the legislative day up at the Capitol, and we'll be talking about that a little bit. We've just got about a minute left here, and we have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have on the commander of the American Legion, Jim Kellogg. We're going to get Stephen Whitehead, the adjutant of the DAV, on. We're going to get on Dwayne Hermanson from the VFW, and we're going to try to sneak in Eric Grumdahl so that we can talk about a landlord's event that you're having later today.
Yes.
This is Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, with Commissioner Larry Shelado. We'll be back in a moment. This special Veterans Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with the commander of the American Legion, Jim Kellogg. Welcome back to this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting this morning from the Veterans Memorial Community Center at the Invergrove Heights Armory in Invergrove Heights, which is going to be the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program, which is going to start about 10 a.m. this morning. And it's open to the public, and about 8:30 they'll have a nice breakfast here and should come on out and participate and get some chow. My co-host this hour is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Shelado, and Commissioner. This hall is set up very nicely. We got this big mural with all these signatures over here.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing, and we can only see about half of it.
Yeah, it's just it's great.
I think they had that out at the state fair, and a lot of folks signed it, and I think 120,000 signatures on there to recognize our troops and our veterans. Pretty great. Commissioner, we were talking earlier that there's an organization in Minnesota called the Commander's Task Force.
That's correct.
And it consists of the commanders of the nine federally chartered veteran service organizations here in Minnesota. And joining us now as one of those is Commander Jim Kellogg from the American Legion. Jim, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio on
Good
Veterans
morning.
Day.
Good morning.
The place isn't starting to fill up yet, but it's going too soon. And nice to have you out here. We had you on the show a month or two ago and learned about all the things you're doing at the American Legion Veterans Day. Person special that you think about on Veterans Day?
First of all, thanks for having me here. It's a real privilege to be here and in the company of our commissioner and at this great event at the Minnesota Celebration. On Veterans Day, we as Legionnaires across the state of Minnesota, we become educators. We spend many hours in preparation of this day and this event. Some had events yesterday leading up to it. Some are today and some are tomorrow. But we go into our schools and we attempt to educate our youth on what we are, what this day is, means to us as veterans, and why they're able to be here and even acknowledge a day like this in this country of ours. We have all served in many different capacities during our military service. We all have very different experiences. And some of those are related to our youth of today. The old word of draft, you and I and several others of my age group experienced the draft. And that's something that's in history now. There's still a draft board out there. A good friend of mine was just appointed to the state of Minnesota, Mr. Bill Barbenick, to be in charge of the draft board for the state of Minnesota. But our youth today, I don't think have any idea or can begin to comprehend how that was for those of us who lived through that period and how they acquired our services Some of us volunteered, some went through the draft, and what it meant to them. It was a real life-changing experience for all of us at that time. Of course, today, we're privileged to have a full volunteer force, none like we've ever had in history before.
A high-quality force.
Very high quality, and a larger percentage of female veterans than we've ever had in the past. So we as Legionnaires try to go into our homes and into these schools and educate the youth of our experiences and hopefully gain somewhat of a bit of respect or a greater respect of our veterans and actually what we've accomplished for our country as it is today and brought it to where it is today. Our history books sometimes don't relate these experiences very well. They speak of conflicts. Well, those of us veterans who were fired upon weren't in conflicts, we were in wars. And several of those are referred to that way in our history books. And it's our job, I believe, to go out and inform the youth of today of our real experiences and what war really is and how ugly it actually can be. And hopefully they won't have to live through the same experiences that we did during the periods of our youth.
For those of you that might just be joining us, my name is Tom Lyons. I'm host of Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting today from the Veterans Memorial Community Center, which is the site of the official Minnesota Veterans Day program, special edition of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Andrew and Jack from Up and Adam in the Morning. My co-host this hour is Commissioner Larry Shalado from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're speaking to Commander Jim Kellogg from the state. He's a state commander of the American Legion. Commander, you mentioned the draft. I think people today, young people today, don't even know what that means really. But I should ask the commissioner this question too. The quality of the forces today and all the people I've talked to in the last 5 years is extraordinary. And not everybody is eligible to join the military today. And for anyone thinking that the draft should come back, I think we've got a better force today without it. What's your opinion?
Well, I think the quality has always been there. I think we probably have a better trained force than we had in the past. They've incorporated a lot of modern technology that we weren't, you know, wasn't available to us back in the day. As far as the volunteerism that's out there today versus the drafted people that we were with, there were many different options for those of us who were drafted. Some people were drafted to avoid being incarcerated back in those days. So there were a lot of different options that were out there, and there were a lot of different feelings about their service and the services that they rendered, but they all rendered them.
And some of them got draft notices and decided they'd go enlist before they reported for that.
I was one of those that I'd taken the test for the Air Force, and when the draft notice came, I enlisted in the Air Force and did 4 years instead of two. But a lot of good friends of mine were faced with a draft, and it's a life-changing experience, as all of our military service was. We didn't realize that at the time.
Commander, what are your activities today? We just got a couple minutes left in the segment.
Actually, I'm here at Ember Grove. First time to experience this. I've traveled Highway 52 many years of my life and never realized this facility was here. What an awesome place this is to be. A real tribute to the taxpayers of this area to have a public structure used in this manner. It looks to be a gala, a great celebration. We've got a room that I've been told will be filled to standing room only.
It is
this
every
morning.
Year.
So I really look forward to this experience. It's all new to me, and look forward to a great day. And thank you. All you veterans are listening this morning for your service.
And Commander of the American Legion of Minnesota, how many members do you have now?
We're looking at 80,000 this year. Our goal is actually at 81,000. So,
and part of what you do on the Commander's Task Force is to combine your membership with the membership of all the other veteran service organizations and push some a legislative agenda at the Capitol. And I'm sure you're going to come together and work on those things in the next couple of months.
Really looking forward to that. That's one of the unique opportunities where we can honestly say, united we stand, and we'll stand together and continue to stand for veterans and their rights and benefits as long as we're able to do so.
And for our young veterans that might not be a member of the American Legion, if they take the time to join, they don't have to show up, they don't have to go to the club rooms, they don't have to do anything else, but if they do join, They lend their voice. They lend their, it's another number. It's another representative when you go up and talk to our legislatures.
Numbers count. That's the bottom line. Numbers count when we go to talk to our politicians. We're less than 2% of the actual population of this country. So we need to make our voices heard, and numbers will make our voices heard much better. So we encourage any of those who have served to please consider our organization for membership. We are a family-oriented organization.
Well, Commander, thanks for coming in early and joining us today on this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, it's a true privilege to be here, and thank you very much for having me.
That was our Department Commander for the State of Minnesota, American Legion, Jim Kellogg. This special Veterans Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're sitting in this morning for Andrew and Jack on Up and Adam. They'll be back tomorrow morning. And we're broadcasting live from the Veterans Memorial Community Center at the Inver Grove Heights Armory for Veterans Day. This will be the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program at 10 a.m. this morning. It's open to the public. Come on out at 8:30. There's going to be a nice breakfast here. And my co-host for this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And we're joined now by Eric Grumdahl, who's the Special Advisory to End Veteran Homelessness. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
We had you on a few months ago and talked about how difficult it has to be to try to completely eliminate veteran homelessness when there's probably some new people becoming homeless all the time. But you told us that part of that effort is to prevent them from actually reaching that bottom. And you've reached out to veterans and you're doing a great job. I understand that this afternoon you've got an event, Keys for Heroes. Can you tell us about that?
That's right. So we've created a list where we know every veteran who's experiencing homelessness today in the Twin Cities and across the state. Really easy for anybody to join that list by calling 888-LINK-VET. They can a veteran can call. Anybody else can get referred into that list. And what we've learned from really working individually, person by person, with every veteran on that list is that the challenge for a lot of vets isn't about being able to afford rent. It isn't about having support available to make sure that when they move into housing, they remain stably housed. It's actually about finding a landlord who's willing to say yes. And so our recognizing the important partnership that we need to have in these efforts between the nonprofit sector, the public sector, but also those private market landlord, property owner partners. What we're doing today is Mayor Hodges and Mayor Coleman from Minneapolis and St. Paul and Commissioner Shelledo are recognizing landlords that have really done a remarkable job helping vets get housed and inviting other of their counterparts to join us. There's going to be a panel as well of vets kind of describing their experience in their search for housing, and it's all available to any Twin Cities landlord. It's a free event. Twin Cities landlords can come and join us at 6 p.m. at the Wilder Center, which is located at Lexington and University in St. Paul, and look forward to having a great conversation with a whole bunch of new partners.
Commissioner, that sounds like quite an event this afternoon, and you've given this gentleman a pretty tough job.
You know what? He can handle it.
He can handle it.
He can handle it. It goes back to working with the Housing Authority and so forth, and they said, we'd like you to pick up this young guy. And I said, okay, that's fine. But some of the things that he has done, he's very energetic.
He is. We've had him on the show.
But one thing he didn't talk about is just a novel idea of he's talked about identifying the veterans and knowing where they're at. You know, first of all, he's a little overzealous in saying 100% because every day changes for him.
Sure.
You know, you're
moving target.
It's a definite moving target. But he partnered with our IT people, one in particular, and said, you know, how can we do it? He developed, they sat down and brainstormed and developed an app, if you will, on their iPhones, which we've shared now with the community so we can connect it with the veteran, know where they're at, and so forth. And what he has done most specifically, he's got all these supporting agencies out there talking to one another. So that crosstalk has solved a lot of problems. And that's why we're successful where we're at. And like I say, it's a moving target.
Good target. Work. So we found out he's working with MACV and all the other agencies and trying to coordinate all their efforts to to eliminate veteran homelessness. And once again, it's going to be a landlord's event. It's open to the public. It's tonight, 6 to 7:30 at the Wilder Center, Lexington Parkway North in St. Paul. Eric, I hope you get a great turnout and great work. I hope you reach your goal eliminating that veteran homelessness, but then you're going to have to keep watching it so that you can keep a lid on it.
Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate it.
That was Eric Grumdahl, Special Advisory to Ending Veteran Homelessness, on the special edition, Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. Joining us now with the commissioner is the adjutant of the Minnesota Department of Disabled American Veterans.
Good morning.
Looking at you, Stefan. Yes. Stefan Whitehead. I'm looking at you, and I'm confused.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Just came back from hunting, and
I did.
And I didn't know if you were the hunter or you were the adjutant. So it's Stefan Whitehead, the adjutant of the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans. Stefan, in the first hour, we had on the lady in charge of the retired Navy captain in charge of all the nurses out at the VA Medical Center, and she was talking about hiring nurses and replacing nurses and getting staff and all the great work that's going on over there. But your organization, DAV, has been working really hard to provide some vans to transport our veterans to the...
That's been growing so well, Tom. This upcoming year, we're looking at 4 to 6 more vans we'll be looking at purchasing here in 2016 to help. The need is there. You know, our vans that we just started Northeast, you know, the 4, they're gaining members each week going down there.
So from up north of Duluth, all up in that territory,
yeah.
Ely?
Duluth, Virginia, and Grand Marais.
So are you bringing them into Duluth and then putting them on buses and bringing them down to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center?
And or take them over to Twin Ports. Because of, you know, Twin Ports clinics also up there, we try to go both places. Wherever the veteran needs to go to get the specialty care that he or she needs, we'll get them there.
So part of what you're doing is raising money all the time to buy those vans, which aren't cheap.
No, they're not. And that's very, very important to us to be able to raise the funds to continue to do this program.
And then we put the message out there all across the 26 radio stations in our network now that you have volunteer drivers.
Yes, volunteer drivers are the key. You know, without those drivers, these vans won't go down the road. Yeah. So if you have the ability to, you know, give a free couple of hours a week, you know, we're always looking for volunteers. You know, reach out to us at the VA or at my office. And we'll set you up and get you situated and hopefully become a volunteer driver for us.
Well, you're doing a great job helping getting our veterans to their medical appointments, so I thank you for that. Stefan, I see your commander is here today, and he's going to be, I think, involved in this program here at the Inver Grove Heights Armory. What else is going on for the DAV today?
Oh, we're all, and there's so many events, just like, you know, I'm sure the commissioner has 4,000 events that he's attended to, just as all the service organizations are. After this event, I'm actually heading down to Nicollet High School. I'm going down there to speak to the high school down there, the commanders, going to an event back home as well. We're everywhere.
Divide and conquer, spread
exactly.
All over the place.
Well, it's a very special day, and we need to get the message out there about how important this day is.
And what, is there anything, anyone or anything special you think about on Veterans Day?
You know, you think back, and, you know, the one that I get very moved about is the Vietnam-era veterans. You know, when I came home from my very first deployment, that was the first group of veterans that met us at the Armory. And it's very moving to know that that era of veterans are really what turned the image around to today, making sure that our veterans today are not forgotten and that they're thanked. And that, you know, all the services that are out there for our veterans, you know, we owe a lot of gratitude to our Vietnam veterans to really making sure that today's veterans didn't go through what they went through.
And the commissioner, we've kind of adopted the motto that never again will any of our veterans be forgotten. And your motto was bring them all the way home.
That's correct. And they're doing it. It's kind of interesting, but one of the things, because the VA system has community-based outreach clinics. But one of the things they found is that they were struggling getting some adapt. That's good for a quick local visit. Mm-hmm. But what the veterans missed the most, and we did a little study on that, was the camaraderie they had on those van drives, you know, from their town to the VA clinic. I mean, it was just like their coffee clutch. I mean, they were together. So, the dynamics is just multifaceted. So it's what they do. And the nice part about it for my job is you want to do what? sounds like a good idea. Can you do it? He says yes, and it's done.
The DAV, we've had them on the show many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest working organizations around.
Yes.
They do so much. They put on the veteran hunts and the fishing, and you're raising money all the time with your clothing drives.
Yep.
And, of course, buying vans. And
but what's good about DAV and the American Legion and VFW and all of them, we have 9 congressionally authorized veterans organizations, the crosstalk and the partnering is absolutely phenomenal.
It is.
They come together at the Commander's Task Force and they trade all those ideas and work together and support everything.
We don't care who gets the credit. It's we're going to work together, and then it's phenomenal.
At the end of the day, the veteran needs to be taken care of. That's
right.
What we look at it.
Stefan, keep on the good work, and we got to have you on the regular program pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Let's get on the schedule with Sergeant Angelo.
That sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much,
Thanks for joining us. That was Stefan Whitehead, the adjutant of Minnesota Disabled American Veterans. When we come back, we'll meet the commander of the state commander of the VFW. This is a special Veterans Day broadcast and is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're sitting in this morning for Andrew and Jack and up and at 'em. The boys will be back fresh and ready to go tomorrow morning. And we're broadcasting from the Veterans Memorial Community Center at the Invergrove Heights Armory, which is going to be the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program at 10 a.m. this morning. And the chow line is going to be open at 8:30. It's open to the public. They're going to put on a nice breakfast and have all kinds of dignitaries here. And come on out and see them. There's still plenty of time. It's just before 8 o'clock now, so come on out and join those festivities. My co-host this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shalito of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we've been talking to members of his unofficial cabinet or board of directors, the commanders of the veteran service organizations in Minnesota that form the Commander's Task Force. And Commissioner, that's quite an opportunity to pull all those people together to coordinate their activities.
Yes, I mean sometimes they quietly say, "If I can't make you, I can make you wish you did." So they are just outstanding, and I'm very, very, very proud of them, because when you get that group together, it's, you know, there are 9 different organizations, but they really act as one. And that is probably the best thing they're doing for our veterans in the state of Minnesota, because each of them have their unique lane, their talents, and so forth, and you synergistically put those together, and it's just good things.
And joining us in this segment is Dewey Hermanson, who is the state commander of the VFW here in Minnesota. Dewey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great being here.
We've had you on Minnesota Military Radio a couple of times and enjoyed that, and looks like there's going to be a great event here today. What do you think about on Veterans Day? Any certain person or event?
Well, I can think about my father for a person. He is a World War II veteran. You know, it's interesting when you talk to some of your parents that's talk about what they did in World War II. They don't talk about it. No different than our Vietnam veterans and either along with our Gulf War veterans.
Well, we have to hand it to the World War II veterans. When they went to war, they knew they were going to war until they won the war.
That's correct.
Or got injured or killed doing it. And
correct.
When they refer to them as the greatest generation in a world war, the
yes.
entire nation was involved in armaments and help and support. And yep. So many people went, as opposed to Vietnam or the Gulf War or the deployments today. You go for a year and you come home.
Correct.
The World War, I don't think our generation remembers what that means.
No, they don't. But the memory's getting out there because of VFWs. I know statewide they're trying to get that education out there again to our students. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, we got to educate our public.
Commander, what kind of things will the VFW be participating in today?
Well, throughout the state of Minnesota, we have a lot of events going on at every community. They have a Veterans Day programs at local schools, which is a great thing because that's where they started learning what veterans have done for the country. You know, they pay the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what we're here for, to recognize and give thanks to our veterans today.
for taking the oath of enlistment and right. and serving in the country. And you know, I've got a copy of that here, and we probably have time to read it. But one thing that if you research it, the oath is for an indeterminate period of time. There's no duration.
Correct.
And most of the veterans I know, even though they served many years ago, are still serving. They're
yes.
still available, and they're still there somehow or other. They're helping the nation, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they get out and they join a veterans organization, and they're providing a service in the communities.
Dewey, I'm sure you're coming up this fall. The Commander's Task Force is going to come together and look at some legislative initiatives that you want to work on for next year.
Yep.
I'm sure you're looking forward to some of those meetings with the other commanders.
Oh, yes, I am. Yep. And we definitely got to get these. We got to make more trips up on the Capitol. We have to get up to the Capitol more often, I think, than what we've been in the past. And that's what it's all about for all of us, veteran service organizations.
And Dewey, how many, in the state of Minnesota, how many members do you have in the VFW today?
As of today, 38,000.
When you combine those with the 80,000 or so American Legion members and all the DAV members and Purple Hearts and all the rest of the nine organizations, and you're speaking for a lot of folks up there.
Yes, we are.
Well, I hope you do a great job, and we'll see what the legislature does this year.
That's right.
Commissioner, we just got a couple of minutes left in this hour. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And as usual, you're a busy guy, and you've got a lot of aspects of your job over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and lots of folks working for you.
Well, yes, but I'm very, very fortunate with the Commander's Task Force and the Veterans Service Organizations. They think I'm joking, but basically one of the key components to my job is giving these veteran service organizations permission, and because they do outstanding work, and they just need to know that, all right, we're not going to get in trouble on this one because it's kind of out of the box, but they go and they are centers of gravity in the community. So I'm very, very proud working with them. And people ask, you know, because I'm at that point now where I could probably retire, you know.
A little more work to do, though, sir.
You know, I know. And that, and not only that, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing because I'm working with great people who have a common mission, and that's the key component. Bringing our troops all the way home and all generations home is absolutely critical important. So
Dewey,
the mission continues.
Yes.
Dewey, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Well, thank you, Tom, for having me.
And Commissioner, it's a pleasure as always to have you on the air.
Thank you for having me.
We look forward to having you back soon. This is a special edition, Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Brigadier General John Jensen, and we're also going to be visiting with Senator Amy Klobuchar and the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Minnesota. The special memorial, or the special...